We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Time for our Deal Volvo Best Bets of the Week. If you're car shopping this weekend, you've got to get to Deal Volvo. They're at US 1 and Bird Road right near the U, and it's all about the D-E-E-L. I'll give you the betonline.ag, the odds on where Kevin Durant ends up. Now, before, they tell you in parentheses what the odds were before he opted out, and now what the odds are since he has opted out. So, Golden State was 3-2 before he opted out. They're now 4-1. So the odds are much higher. They do not think, bet online, that KD is going to return to Golden State. The favorite, 10-1 before opting out, but now 2-3 after opting out.
Wow.
Is Brooklyn.
The Nets?
Brooklyn. The Knicks are 3-2. The Nets are 2-3. So for you get obviously better money.
Yeah.
If he goes to the Knicks, if you bet that, which I believe he's going. Kawhi Leonard, they've got the Raptors at 2-5 as the favorite. The Clippers 3-2. Lakers 9-1. Knicks 18-1. Brooklyn 25-1. Jimmy Butler. Houston, 1-1, even money. 76ers, 3-2, so a little bit over even money. The Nets, 8-1, Clippers, 8-1, Knicks, 9-1, Lakers, 10-1. I like Kevin Durant to the Knicks. I really do. I think Kevin Durant to the Knicks. By the way, we've got money, as long as we're doing the best bets, we've got money, if you missed it earlier, on Team USA, minus one half goal and at Pick'em. So they're up 1-0 right now, 2 minutes of stoppage time here at the end of the first half. So it's in the 46 minutes. So it's about to be halftime. We've got money on them.
Yeah,
I don't know on any of the NBA free agency stuff. The one that I would lean to most, I don't know if I would call it my Deal Volvo best bet, but the one I would lean to most is Kevin Durant to the New York Knicks. I've had this inkling since the beginning of the season. Another good shot on goal there by Team USA in the waning seconds of the first half. That was close. I've had an inkling that he's going to New York. I laid out for you yesterday why, that he can do something that LeBron never did, Kobe never did, Magic never did, MJ never did, D-Wade never did. None of them played in New York. We were hard-pressed to think of the real elite superstar that last played for the Knicks.
Yep.
And it's probably Patrick Ewing is what we came up with.
And it made so much sense. Like right now, LeBron took over Kobe's team. There's all those top players are coming to somebody else's team. We can't say Kevin Durant is taking over Patrick damn Ewing, Hawk. And I don't think Carmelo Anthony's respected like that, speaking of championships.
A great player, but I don't think he's considered from the players that I just mentioned, I don't think he's considered elite, only because he's never really had postseason success.
Yeah. I wish I could argue with you because I love to, but yeah.
KD, I think New York, yeah, I do just like makes that sense bet. To me.
But why? Where the hell does Brooklyn come from? Solana, you know? Like, where does
Brooklyn, the notion is that Kevin Durant and Kyrie want to play together. And Kyrie has a house, right, in Brooklyn, lives in Brooklyn, and is leaning towards the Nets, and would love for, obviously, Kevin Durant to go there with him.
Bro, I'll buy a helicopter, and we can come over here to Madison Square Garden.
Whatever. I mean, Brooklyn, I mean, again, it's to me, if you're going to play in New York City, you're going to play for the Knicks. If you're going to make the transition from the Golden State Warriors, if you let OKC and you went through all the rigmarole of joining an already championship team, to me, the only logical move is the New York Knicks because of the history of that franchise. You've got the media market in Brooklyn, like it's the same thing. So I get that. I'm talking about the heritage of putting on that Knicks jersey.
If you're KD, I agree with you. But if you're a guy like Kyrie or
Kyrie, I get in Brooklyn.
Right, because actually the league's been put on notice the way Brooklyn, after that whole debacle, trading all those assets and all those picks to Boston, how they've managed to turn it around and actually were one of the better young teams last year. They've developed a pretty solid core there. So like the league's been put on notice. That's attractive to guys like Kyrie Irving. But I agree with Hawk. Like if you're KD, you're going to play in New York. It's got to be the Knicks.
It's got to be.
And with KD, he can't go to another super team and just add on. He has to create his own.
He might as well stay in Golden State if he wants to do that. So if he's going to do something different, to me, the only place that makes sense is the New York Knicks.
And the East is weak, too.
Here's my...
Even with Toronto, the East is still weaker than
agreed.
The West. Yes.
Especially with the Lakers now.
Yeah.
Here's my deal, Volvo, best bet. I had thought of this morning when I was looking around. Tell me if you think my logic is okay here. Mickey Sudo was on with us. She is a female competitive eater, number one competitive eater in the world. She was on Wednesday. You were off Wednesday, so Ira was here with me. You've listened to the interview. It was one of the most shocking interviews I've ever been part of because I thought she was going to come on like Badlands Booker did yesterday, like George Shea, the commissioner, did Tuesday. I thought she would come on, sing the praises of Major League Eating and the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. And instead, she took a whole bunch of swipes that the women are not looked at the same way that the male eaters are. They don't televise the women's event on ESPN like they do the male event. And she feels like a pawn in the game. No one listens to her. Like,
she could be replaced and nobody would know the difference.
She unloaded.
Yeah.
And I said, how are you preparing? And she was like, not really. And, you know, because she's so much better than all the female eaters. She doubles their output. She's won the last five contests in a row.
She beats most men.
Yeah. Like, she is the creme de la creme for the female competitive eaters. She is minus 1,500 to win next Thursday, the female, you know, portion of the event, which means you'd have to bet $1,500 in order to win $100. That's how much of a favorite she is. This is rare in any sport to have a favorite in a field of at least a dozen to have that much of a favorite over the rest. That's how good she is. That Mickey Sudo will not win is plus 700, meaning you bet 100, you could win 700. After speaking with her Wednesday, tell me if I'm crazy, I could see her eating a couple hot dogs and standing there. She didn't seem to care about the contest, about the money. She seemed to embrace having a platform.
Yeah.
She goes up there and eats 40 hot dogs, knocks them down like she did the last 5 years. Nothing's different. She's on ESPN and going viral if she's flinging hot dogs into the crowd and throwing her plate of hot dogs in the air and walking off the stage.
Does she value the voice of eating equality over that 10 grand she would win?
She seemed to me, like during that interview on Wednesday, that she had given up on the whole system. I'm just telling you as a flyer,
when something's
plus 700,
it,
like you bet something plus 700, you're not expecting to win, but you can make a case for, yeah, this is worth just a little bit of a flyer on it.
And they couldn't push it or anything with, oh, that was political, a political stand and blah, blah, blah.
She doesn't win. And it just seems like she had kind of ejected on the whole idea of the eating contest.
We can go a unit.
That's what I think.
We could go a unit.
I think that's my deal, Volvo, best bet of the week. Bet against Mickey Sudo on 4th of July in the hot dog eating contest because, not that there's another person that's going to eat her, because she just doesn't care. And she might be 30 seconds into it and say, what the bleep am I doing? And just make a show of it.
In the field. I love those bets.
Right? Where you have everybody but one.
But one. I'll ride with you.
All right, that's our deal, Volvo. Best bets of the week. That's a gutsy one, but why not? Take a flyer. If you're car shopping this weekend, get to Deal Volvo, US 1 and Bird Road, right near the U, where it's all about the DEEL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.